This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
So I'm just going to give you the major steps here. And the first one is you've got to involve anyone who's part of this process. Involve the stakeholders. This will be the person who needs the job done to their complete satisfaction, but may not be doing any parts of it. It involves the person doing the job and involves anyone peripheral to that who needs to know, whether it's an accounting perspective, whether it's a project management perspective or a team manager, et cetera. So anyone who's involved should be involved. Then define the result that you want. What result do you want as a result of this standard operating procedure happening? Use the example before in analytics, we have to make an annotation. So we would involve our webmaster. We would involve anyone publishing to my website and me, the business owner. And the defined result is simply, if we touch anything on our website, we make a note about it in Google Analytics. The next thing is we come up with the ideas. How do we get this result? Well, luckily in that example, Google provides the solution. But if it didn't, we might open up a spreadsheet or a document where we note changes to our website. So you get all everyone's ideas, you put them down on a post-it note or on a whiteboard, and then you arrange the ideas into order. So you'd say step one, when we make a change, we write down the change. Step two, we go to Google Analytics. Step three, we click on the annotation. And step four, we write down exactly what we did to the website. Step five, we save it. Step six, we refresh the screen. Step seven, we check that the annotation is there. And then step eight might be to review annotations once per week to make sure that the team still does it. That's basically it. And then you refine. Go through the standard operating procedure a few times and see if there's any steps that need to be changed or don't work or are unnecessary or are missing. And then you train everybody on it. So here's the standard operating procedure. This is what we do. We've checked it. It works. I want you to use it. Update it as you go. It's a fluid document. So that's how standard operating procedures work.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.